This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday. We will talk about, maybe a little bit more about tribalism as it pertains to the House of Representatives here in a minute. Before I get to that, though, this hour, we're going to get to Joe Biden, the lies they told about him, and before I forget, I've been on this real safety kick lately. I'm bringing my sheriff on. I'll put it that way. I have my sheriff from my county, Jimmy Fullen's his name. He's coming on about a half hour from now to talk to us about a couple sheriff things and more specifically safety things. So, gentlemen, ladies, make sure you are around for that. The embarrassing takes from the media continue as they try to sell their Joe Biden had dementia books. And I just want to once again remind you that what the media is looking for right now is a plea deal. They want a plea deal. You know how this works, right? I get caught robbing a bank. Prosecutor, they know they've probably got me. But they don't want to take a chance on a trial. Maybe they get a bad jury, whatever. And so if I go to trial and I get convicted, I'm facing 20 years for robbing a bank. But I can plead the charges down. Maybe I plead guilty instead of not guilty. No trial necessary. No jury. I get 10 years in prison with a possibility for parole after 5. I can't deny that I robbed the bank, but maybe if I plea the charges down, I can get a little bit less of a punishment. The American people, not just you and me, the normies know that we had a president who was non-functional for 4 years. Remember the talk we had about Trump? It doesn't matter what you feel about him. He's busy all the time. He's always doing something. There's always a speech or a trip or a meeting or a call or he's just always working. You know why? Because he's a president. And that's what the president has to do. The president has a million responsibilities. It's a miracle we survived 4 years with a man who couldn't do any of that. Couldn't make calls, couldn't take meetings, couldn't remember people's names, couldn't negotiate anything. It's a miracle. We survived that 4 years. Now, why did we have that president? Well, because of the American media. It's not the Democrats. Democrats, and we're going to get to this in a minute, are always going to defend their nominee, and Republicans are always going to defend their nominee. It's not that. It is the job of the American media to ruthlessly expose the truth in an effort to protect the people of this country. The American media, they had an obligation before Joe Biden was elected, because it was obvious before he was elected. Remember, he got caught with the cue cards and everything else. Before Joe Biden was elected, the American media should have exposed the fact he was not a functional adult and was not able to mentally do the job as president of the United States of America. But because Joe Biden's a communist and because the media is communist, they decided instead of covering the fact he had dementia, they decided to cover up the fact he had dementia. They were even printing articles about how Joe Biden had a stutter, and I can't believe you're making fun of a nice old man with a stutter and all these things. The American media then, after Joe Biden was elected, up until that debate, up until the debate when they couldn't hide it anymore, for what, 3.5 years, the American media swore that all this was Republicans lying. These were edited videotapes. Here's an article. I saw this one earlier. Sorry, this is a little bit unprofessional, but I have to look it up just because I saw it and I just thought of it on the fly. This was a headline, a real headline from the Associated Press. Biden at 81, often sharp and focused, but sometimes confused and forgetful. They did everything they could do to cover up the fact that our president was not a functional adult. Everything they could do. It wasn't that they were lied to or didn't know. You knew. You've never even met Joe Biden and you knew. It didn't take long to look at him and know. You didn't even have to hear him talk. You could look at him walk with that walk, that kind of walk you do that maybe you had too many beers on the golf course and you're trying to cover up the fact that you're hammer-housed when you see your wife, where your arms aren't really moving and you're super focused. You could see Joe Biden walk and you knew he was a goner mentally. You knew. Of course the media knew. In a cesspool like Washington, D.C., everybody talks. Everybody gossips. The media knew Joe Biden had dementia, and they covered it up. Now, that puts them in quite a pickle because before that, media trust was at an all-time low and getting lower. Remember, because of social media now, people don't have to go to traditional news sources, and they're not. They're leaving traditional news sources. They're getting their information elsewhere. The American media already was in crisis. The fact that they covered up a dementia-addled president for 4 years might be the death blow, and they know it. So what they're trying for now is a plea deal. The plea deal being, hey, we didn't know. We were lied to. They fooled us. It's not that we're evil. It's that we're just kind of dumb and foolish. That's the line they're going with now.
Well, Alex.
Oh, by the way, the voice you're about to hear is Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper of CNN, who for 4 years covered up Joe Biden's decline. In fact, I'm not going to play it for you again right now, but Joe Biden is on camera. We've played it for you before, scolding Laura Trump when she brought up Joe Biden's decline. He just complete disdain for the fact. But Jake Tapper has a new book out outlining the decline. And here he was.
Well, Alex Thompson and I were on the case, as were lots of other reporters, trying to figure out what was going on behind the scenes. But the bottom line is the White House was lying, not only to the press, not only to the public, but they were lying to members of their own cabinet. They were lying to White House staffers. They were lying to Democratic members of Congress, to donors, about how bad things had gotten. And in fact, Alex and I started writing this book after the election of 2024, and we spoke with more than 200 people, most of whom, almost all of whom, were Democrats, and almost all of whom wouldn't be honest with us or wouldn't be candid with us until after the election. And then after the election, we found out all of these things that, when you looked at what was going on with President Biden at the time, it probably doesn't surprise you the extent to which he was deteriorating. But now we have anecdotes and facts about what was really going on behind the scenes with details that Democrats wouldn't share with us until after Election Day.
That was 1 minute and 1 second long. That was 1 minute and 1 second of Jake Tapper asking you, the prosecutor, for a plea deal. Hey, we don't have to take this thing to trial. Let me plead down the charges. I'll plead guilty. You don't have to completely take away all the last of your trust that you used to give me. It's not that I'm an evil communist liar. I'm just kind of an idiot. I was lied to. I was fooled. Those dirty dogs in the White House fooled me. I can't believe they pulled the wool over my eyes. Nope. No plea deals. None whatsoever. We needed the American media to save us. Save us from what? From actually being run for 4 years by these animals.
The people who are native to that land deserve their...
This is former Biden staffer.
The people who are native to that land deserve their rightful land back. That is not what the Afrikaners actually want to have happen, which are the white Africans. And so who are not originally from Africa, who colonized South Africa also. And so that is what they are saying is discrimination. Now, if the Constitution in South Africa is discriminatory, they have their checks and balances in that land, just like we do. And that is for them to. So if the Afrikaners don't actually like the land, they can leave that country.
They are. They're leaving to come here.
No.
They can these refugees
go,
are coming here.
They can actually leave and go to where their native land is, which is probably Germany.
Are you against them coming here?
Holland.
Holland.
People like that ran the United States of America for 4 years because the president was a broken down old man who sat in the corner drooling on himself. And vicious communist scum like that ran the United States of America because the American media covered up for Joe Biden during the election, after the election. And the only reason they ever brought it up was that Trump-Biden debate that was such a disaster, they knew they couldn't cover it up anymore. Don't you dare give them a plea deal. They weren't fooled. They weren't duped. They were willing participants. Remember that. And remember to give your dog rough greens. Sprinkle rough greens on your dog's food so your dog can live longer. There is no nutrition in dog food. Our dogs never get nutrition. American dogs die too early because we all give our dogs dog food. Well, I know you want what's best for your dog. I want what's best for mine. We think there's nutrition in there. Well, after all, it says this is the special beef blend. Surely they've got some real steak in there. Maybe there was steak at one point. They killed all that at the factory. It's all got cooked out. Now, it's like cardboard. Rough Greens is alive. Live vitamins and minerals and digestive enzymes. They have Meow Greens for your cat, if that's your thing. Free jumpstart trial bags. Wait till you see the difference in your puppy. RoughGreens.com/Jesse. Or call 833-33-MY-DOG. What a difference we've seen in Fred. All right, let's do some emails. Next.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, we have my sheriff coming up about 10 minutes from now. First, we have to get to some emails. The subject of this one is Fit Jesus. Oh, that's terrible. The guy says, how did Jesus get so ripped? CrossFit is what he said. That is the worst dad joke I've ever heard in my entire life. Jesus was ripped because he was a carpenter, because he ate lean meats and he was a carpenter. And remember, I didn't find this out till we went to Israel on that Holy Land tour. I always thought carpenter meant wood, right? That's what I associate with carpentry. They explained to us over there, there aren't trees. There aren't really trees. I mean, there aren't many of them. They're sparse. It was stone. Those people were working with stone back then. That's a lot. Greetings from San Diego. Well, greetings to you. You hate summer? Well, no beep, Sherlock. It's not very nice. You live in Houston. I thought you were kind of smart for a grunt, but I'm reconsidering. Please keep upholding the 0311 standard of proud, tough imbecility. Love the show. One, I wasn't an 0311. I was an 0341. That's where the real grunts were. Two, I will not be scolded about the greatness of summer by anybody who lives in Southern California. Because San Diego's weather is perfect 12 months a year. So everybody in San Diego's yelling at me, but I love summer. I love summer. I'm sure you freaking do. It's 80 degrees with the beach. You know what summer is here? It's the seventh circle of hell. You have to have two showers a day. If you go out to get the mail, if you take the trash out, if you do whatever, you come back in, your shirt's sticking all over you. What, Chris? What? It's not weakness, Chris. We were talking about the fact that summer is by far the worst of the seasons. People just think it's good because they're used to getting out of school. But guess what? I don't know about you. I have to work all 12 months of the year. Well, I mean, if you call this a job. What, Chris? What? Chris, that's not very nice. And no, I don't need those. Those are for women. No, that's not very nice. I'm not even going to repeat what Jewish producer Chris just said. Jesse, I think I have a legitimate gripe. Why are automatic doors so hard to open? I don't have time to search around for a button to leave. Then I go and push it, and it feels like a gorilla is pushing on the other side. Look, I'll tell you this. I don't know about your automatic door problem, but we have a real yin and yang in my building, a real good and bad thing in my building. And I'm talking about the building the studio's in. Our elevators are the greatest elevators I have ever experienced in my life. Everything you could ever want in an elevator, we have them here. Meaning, you walk up to the elevator, beep, you press the button. 5 seconds, I think, might be the longest I've ever waited for the elevator to get down there. They launch up and down the floors. I can't believe nobody's been killed. They fly up and down the floors. It's great. But wait, there's more. When you get on the elevator, you know how horrible it is to ride with someone else. What if they talk to you? The elevator door closes almost immediately. Who knows how many people have been injured or killed with that alone, but I don't care. I'm already on the elevator, and it lets me do my patented move. Remember my patented move? That's the little secret I'll give to you. When you're on the elevator and someone's approaching to get on, you want to appear to do the right thing while actually doing the wrong thing. So you reach down and act like you're trying to hold the door open, but instead of pressing the door open button, you press the door closed button as they approach the door. And then when the doors are closing, you go, oh, dang it, sorry, I don't know what's wrong with this. Oh, and then you're already gone. What, Chris, what? You think the door closed button doesn't do anything? Why do you have to ruin everything, Chris? Of course it does something. They're not going to have a button that doesn't do anything. If they did, it'd be called the Chris. What? That was funny. Anyway, but now for the yang. Actually, I'm not sure which one is the good or bad between the yin or yang. But now for the bad part of our building. You mentioned the automatic doors. The doors to get into this building. I don't know what is up with the security around here. Are they planning on trouble or something like that? The doors are like 3 feet thick. I'm making that up, but they're really thick. And there's always some sort of godforsaken wind tunnel going on around the building. And I have, on multiple occasions, had to open the door and hold it open for women who couldn't physically get it open. I don't mean just that, like, I was holding a door open for a woman. She's pushing on it and can't get the stupid door open. And I have to charge ahead with my massive biceps and I have to open up the door. But I just tell her as soon as I open it up, I said, look, I've been taking my male vitality stack from Chalk. I tell her, look, I'm happy to do this for you, but maybe if you took a female vitality stack from Chalk, natural herbal supplements, maybe you could have opened up this door yourself, you see? You don't have to be weak and pathetic with the door. You can be strong. You can be in a good mood all the time. Look, lady, you need to go to chalk.com, chok.com, and look at their natural herbal supplements. And I'm sure there have been dudes who haven't been able to open the door too, and they need male vitality stacks. I mean, look, that's David Hogg. Poor David Hogg would never get one of those doors open. He needs a male vitality stack from Chalk. CHOQ.com. And he needs to use the promo code Jesse to get a, what, Chris? To get a discount on subscriptions. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Dear purveyor of fine burgers, why do we keep hearing that all illegal aliens are entitled to due process by all these judges? Isn't due process a right that U.S. citizens are entitled to? Yes, the people who are telling you that the illegals are entitled to due process, they are lying. They're covering up their true motives. Because everybody who says that, what they really want is for all the illegals to stay. But that they know they can't say that. And so whether it's a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or whoever it is, they will come up with this ridiculous theory that you can just come into a country illegally and then you get all the rights and privileges that the citizens have. That's the most ridiculous thing in the world. But it's a good way to ensure that all the foreigners get to stay here forever. And that's what they really want. So from Democrats to James Lankford, that's why they talk about due process this and due process that. That's exactly why. All right, we're going to talk to my sheriff, and then we'll get to this, speaking of tribalism stuff, House Democrats versus House Republicans. Hang on.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
But you do want to be informed.
Can you be informed without being all of those other things? We think so. Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty, the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
If you shoot at us and we deflect it, it doesn't really count. And that just doesn't make any sense. You got to make a rule. Don't shoot at the United States.
Or if you prefer, Iran, blah, blah, blah.
America haters are winning. The would-be communists, the Marxists, are winning in America. And they're doing so openly, and nobody cares.
I think giving the downtrodden money enables them. They aren't getting the money. I'm winning.
Good Lord, that was the voice of the patriarchy right there, folks. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Tuesday night. And I am about to welcome in my sheriff, his Sheriff Jimmy Fullen from Galveston County, Texas. And how long have I talked to you about the importance of sheriff, how this is a position you need to take an interest in? Presidents seem so big and flashy. Your sheriff is probably more important to your life, to be honest with you. The local sheriff, the county sheriff, is critically important, and most people neglect it. Most people can't even name theirs. So joining me now, of course, is Sheriff Jimmy Fullen of Galveston County. Sheriff, would you please explain why you bothered to even run for this position?
Well, I wanted to run so I could continue my service that I've served this county for the last 34 years. So, I was an elected constable for four terms, and I wanted to continue my service with the county, but I just felt like I'd serve the county a lot better if I ran for sheriff and had countywide jurisdiction.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are not clear, because we don't necessarily teach civics like we used to teach civics, about all the authority the sheriff holds in his office. Could you elaborate on that, if you wouldn't mind?
Well, just like any other, you know, where there's two constitutional peace officers in the state of Texas, and what that means is there's two police officers in the state of Texas that are elected by the people, and that's one is a constable and the other is a sheriff. Sheriff's a very important role. I mean, we are the first line of defense for the person's constitutional rights, you know, against having their rights violated. We're your first line of defense, the sheriff's office. So it's a very important job. We're the first line in our unincorporated parts. We're your primary law enforcement agency that you have to come to when you're a victim or, you know, if you have some kind of crime to report.
Sheriff, talk to me about the challenges you've faced with this unchecked immigration into this country over your time.
Well, I can tell you this. During my tenure as the constable, I've been sheriff only now for 5 months. But prior to that, when I was the elected constable for Precinct 2, that is when Operation Lone Star started. And we were the first county to actually sign up to go down to the border and lend our troops to assist DPS and the Border Patrol with trying to kind of put a stop to this mass influx of immigration, or illegal immigrants coming across the border down in Eagle Pass and Del Rio. People don't seem to think it's a problem, but let me tell you, it's a major problem. The rise in sexual assaults, human smuggling, trafficking, narcotics, the fentanyl use in America, all that's coming from across the border. And unless we take a proactive approach to putting a stop to it, it's going to continue, and we're going to continue losing lives every day. And we're going to continue having sexual assault victims and human trafficking victims every day.
Sheriff, talk to me about being a port county, as we are, because every friend I have in law enforcement over the years has told me the same thing. If you are a city with a major port, a county with a major port, that is going to come with a certain level of criminality that that they just don't have to deal with in Omaha. Why?
Well, it does, because I want to touch base on something real quick. Yeah, we have a major port. I believe with our next cruise line coming in, we'll probably be in the top five destinations for cruise lines. In addition, we have Scholes International Airport. A lot of people don't know that. It's an actual international airport. I mean, and we got a major waterways running around the Gulf of America. You know, we're also faced with that. People dropping off drugs. We've had a recent influx of drugs washing up on our shorelines. You know, people, we don't have the federal government working on international airports, so people can just fly private planes in and, you know, traffic narcotics that way. They can bring them through the port. Fortunately, on the port, we do have a police department down there. And, you know, we do have some federal authorities down there as well with some canines that can try to detect some of the narcotics. But other than that, it kind of goes unchecked.
Sheriff, the main reason I really wanted you on is to talk about personal safety and to help people with this issue. Because I'll be honest, I know I sound like everybody's dad when I talk about this, but every time I'm out in public and I see some young lady, it just happened to me over the weekend, my wife and I were at the mall, some young lady walked clear across the parking lot from the mall to her car, had to be 200 yards away, never looked up from her phone once. It was on her phone the entire time, and I just sat and just marveled at it, Sheriff, thinking to myself, good grief, that girl's going to get eaten alive if the wrong animal gets a hold of her.
You're absolutely right. And I'm just as guilty of it too. I mean, you walk down your hallways of your office and you're busy trying to take care of business on your phone, and you end up walking into somebody and have to turn around and say, excuse me. Same thing in the public. When you're coming out of these malls, these grocery stores, or even church, you're coming out, you need to pay attention to your surroundings. Be aware of what's going on. And as you've seen the influx with these, you know, I hate to pick on the illegal immigrants, but they're the ones that are in the headlines right now for committing sexual assaults, committing rapes, committing violent crimes against persons, and even homicides. So you need to pay attention to what's going on around you, not with just illegal aliens, but with just anybody. Don't become a victim of opportunity. Sit there and pay attention until you get in your car and you lock your doors, then get on your phone before you take off and drive on a public roadway. But just be aware of your surroundings at all times. And if you're not one of those that wants to be armed at all times with a handgun, let me tell you, from my personal experience, I strongly recommend, if you don't want to use deadly force, go out and buy you a burner launcher. They're the best thing since sliced bread.
How about that? From the sheriff's own mouth, I tell people about Burna all the friggin' time. I've been to their training facility down here, which I'm sure you have too as well. This thing smacks when it hits, and it's legal everywhere.
It's legal in all states. You don't have to have a permit for it. And again, it's another method of keeping a person away from you. If you don't want to use deadly force because of your conscience or your religious beliefs, then by all means, get you a burner or get you some kind of tool that you can use to get the attacker away from you, so it gives you enough time to escape from them. And I just rest assured, and trust me when I tell you, that burner launcher is going to get them off of you, whether it's the gas round or whether it's one of the kinetic rounds. It's going to give you enough space so you can get away from that danger or that person trying to attack you.
Yeah, well, Sheriff, thank you very much. Appreciate you very much. Come back soon, please.
All right, brother. Thank you. Have a great day.
How about that? He's a fan of Burna. I told you. That's from the sheriff's own mouth. I told you. Freaking thing is amazing, man. It is amazing. And the situational awareness thing. Put your phone down. Put your hand on your Burna. Put your phone down. Put your hand on your Burna. I'm sorry to have a dad session with the sheriff, but it just drives me crazy. And like he said, though, we're all guilty of it. It's not as I don't want you to think that I'm walking around hyper aware like some sort of Delta Force commando at all times with my head on a swivel. No, I try to be, right? I try to be when I leave this building at night after the show. It's late, it's dark. People want to kill me. I'm aware of that. My phone is in my pocket until I am in my car and I am gone and home. My phone is away, but definitely until I'm in my car, I am looking around. Look around and protect yourself. And yeah, hey, how about that? Sheriff loves Burna too. I told you everybody loves Burna. Burna.com/Jesse. What, Chris? Get you a fat discount on things. All right. So we are going to do some headlines next. I'm going to try to knock out some emails next because I fully admit after the long talk we had earlier in the show, and I've just kind of been, maybe I'm scatterbrained, I don't know what it is. I feel like I haven't gotten to enough of these lately, so email the show if you want, and I am getting to them slowly but surely. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Now let me give you something at no cost whatsoever. That would be Hillsdale's online courses. You realize how wild this is? Have you ever looked into the price of college in this country now? It's a lot. And Hillsdale's not cheap either. But Hillsdale knows they possess knowledge people need. And so they've taken more than 40 online courses, and they're letting you take them for free. No cost. That's really cool. I really, really appreciate that Hillsdale is willing to hand out knowledge. Does that interest you? With your kids? By yourself? On the road? Sitting around on the couch? Put down YouTube for a half hour? Take a course on capitalism or the Constitution or the Book of Genesis? No cost. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse is where you go to enroll. Hillsdale.edu/Jesse. Final segment, next.
Jesse Kelly returns, next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Tuesday, but we will be back tomorrow. You can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We'll get to a couple more of those, as promised, here in just a minute. I just want to point this out. The Democrats who assaulted the ICE agents, who assaulted the federal agents at the ICE facility, obviously they should be arrested. The DHS has talked about arrests being on the table. I don't like that. I think they should say arrests are imminent, but they've said, hey, arrests are on the table. Now, speaking of tribalism, remember when George Santos did some things that didn't sound that great? Remember that he was removed from the House of Representatives with the aid of Republicans? With the aid of Republicans, we basically gave up our slim majority to get George Santos out of Congress. We had the majority. Democrats didn't have the authority to get him out, and we helped Democrats by removing him. Now, juxtapose that with Democrats on camera committing felonies by assaulting federal agents. Listen to what AOC said.
And now what DHS is trying to say, again, they're using public intimidation because they know that they cannot come for us all. They know that they are not, that they cannot come for us all. And recently what they said is that DHS is allegedly looking into arresting members of Congress who were showing up for their legal and constitutional obligation to conduct oversight. If anyone's breaking the law in this situation, it's not members of Congress, it's the Department of Homeland Security. It's people like Tom Homan and Secretary Kristi Noem. You lay a finger on someone, on Representative Bonnie Watson Coleman, on Representative or any of the representatives that were there, you lay a finger on them, we are going to have a problem. Because the people who are breaking the law are the people who are not abiding by it.
We're going to have a problem, huh? All right. She wasn't alone. Hakeem Jeffries. Don't think it was just the AOCs. Hakeem Jeffries, minority leader, said this.
What happens if they were to go and arrest these members or if they would try to sanction them during the House of Representatives?
They'll find out.
What would you do, though?
They'll find out.
I mean, but doesn't that broach a...
They'll find out.
Doesn't that go across...
That's a red line.
What's the red line, though? I mean, I know we have the...
It's a red line. It's very clear.
You can get mad at these people all you want, and I do often, but, man, look how unified they always are. At the first sign of trouble, they lock shields, stand with each other, and fight for each other. At the first sign of trouble with the GOP, we will immediately get a bunch of virtue signaling hall monitor snakes on our side, joining with the other team to knife ourselves. It's frustrating. Whatever. Let's get to some emails. Mr. All Right. Last year, you summarized the true purpose of Memorial Day. It was so well explained. Please repeat. Signed, a gold star father and mother, John and Celeste. Oh, man. First of all, God bless you both. Second, Memorial Day will never change on this show as long as there's not extenuating circumstances, right? Someone gets sick or the power goes out or something like that. Memorial Day is the special day on this show. It will be the same this year as it always is. We will not take the day off. We will be here, and we will spend 3 hours, all 3 hours of the show. There will be no politics. There probably won't even be any goofing off, which I know will be unusual for us. There will be no politics. There will be none of that. We will spend 3 hours honoring the fallen, telling battle stories and stories about these men and their deeds, and it will always happen on this show. That is such a special day to me, Chris, Corey, and it will always be treated that way on this show, no matter what. So blessings to you too, and what I know you still go through. Prayers for your comfort, and we will do the same thing again this year and do the best we can to honor your boy, all right? Jesse, are there any books that you would recommend to read on World War I? I've heard your history podcast on it. I'm not sure where to start, where to find accurate, not communist, books on this war. I'm a stay-at-home mom with 3 kids. I want to know more on this subject. I love your show, says her name is Ashley. All right, Ashley, listen, when it comes to books, and you want to go with the non-communist version, older is generally better. Remember that. Older is generally better. Not always, not at all, but older is generally better. Books have gotten way more communist and poisonous as we've gotten closer to our modern era. Now, World War I, the thing is, it was all over. Remember the Italian campaign? Most people didn't even know anything about the Italian campaign. You know what's another fascinating part? Down in the Ottoman Empire, Turkey. That whole disaster when the Brits and the Aussies, and they went up the Dardanelles and tried to fight the Turks up there, and it turned into a complete carnage. That's a fascinating part. Then of course you have the Western Front, and then another part of World War I, one that I don't think I've ever even covered, is the Eastern Front against the Russians, because the Germans were fighting the Russians over there on the Eastern Front, and the Austro-Hungarians were pretending to fight the Russians on the Eastern Front while they were getting their teeth kicked in. There's a lot to it. Guns of August is a very good book, as I brought it up before. Storm of Steel is one of the great World War I books because it really, really personalizes it, meaning it's not like Guns of August, for example. It might get boring for you. It kind of got boring for me. It's a great book, but it got boring because it's just a novel of dates and names and places, and August 31st. The Storm of Steel was written by Ernst Jünger. He was a man who was there experiencing all the hell of it, and that is a very good book.
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
AOC raised $10 million. What will she do with it? Told you, she's going to run for president and raise her brand. She might even be the nominee. Trump says the U.S. needs a Golden Dome missile defense system. Every time I hear Golden Dome, I still think of Kamala Harris. Trump's big, beautiful bill proposal offers MAGA accounts with $1,000 for newborns. No, nobody deserves more of my money. All right, I actually ran out of time here at the end, but we will be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty on Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty on demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.